Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Roberts, only on Sabah Muslim.
Now, yesterday we discussed verse number 18, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. They came to their father with a shirt that had the false blood on it. I explained, they took goat's blood or the blood of some animal and they smeared it. And immediately Yaqub alayhi salam said, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. It is your souls that have concocted the matter. He, so many years later, could pick up the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam from the shirt that was brought from Egypt. So he knew that this was not, the blood of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And he basically indicated to them, according to the Mufassirin, that, you know, what kind of a wolf is this? It devoured my son Yusuf, but it never tore the shirt. Did it kind of extricate him from his shirt intact? And I explained this point yesterday, that when you do wrong things, no matter how much you plan and how well you think you've got it covered, you will trip up on something or the other, and sometimes it will be on the simplest of things. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. Then Yaqub alayhi salam said, now patience is better. And I explained yesterday, the question may arise, why didn't he take his sons to task? Why didn't he go and look for Yusuf alayhi salam? Why did he just accept it and say, okay, well, you know, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. And that Allah alone is the one I ask for help against what you are describing. So, the reason for this that the Mufassirin have given, Imam Razi in particular in his Tafsir al-Kabir, is that if you Yaqub alayhi salam went out to look for Yusuf alayhi salam, the entire community would know now that he doesn't trust his own sons. And he then also realized that even though this is my flesh and blood, my own sons, if they could do this to my son Yusuf, to their own brother, then what stops them from harming me? And at that time, physically, he was already aging, right? So he couldn't take that risk. Hence, he left the matter in the hands of Allah. He knew that Yusuf alayhi salam would survive, ultimately. He grieved for many years to the point that he lost his eyesight over the separation. And scholars say because he was concerned as to whether the level of the iman of Yusuf alayhi salam was where it's supposed to be. He knew that Yusuf alayhi salam would remain a Muslim because he knew about the dream, that he was destined for great things. But there's a certain level that is expected of a son of a Nabi. So that is what concerned him. But he exercised patience. Now, what happened to Yusuf alayhi salam? Next verse. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ فَأَدْلَى دَلْوَةٌ. A caravan came. They then sent their water drawer and he let down his bucket. قَالَ يَا بُشْرَ هَذَا غُلَامٌ. He explained how fortunate he is, a young boy. وَأَسَرُّوهُ بِضَاعَةٌ. He then concealed him as merchandise. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah knows well whatever they do. Now, the Mufassirin have given some detail. They say Yusuf alayhi salam spent 3 days in the well. And he was protected by Allah for those 3 days. Yehuda, the eldest brother, used to come and give him food on a daily basis. Yehuda felt very bad. Some say the other brothers also used to come and check that, hey, is he still here or has somebody taken him? Because they were hoping that some travelers from another country would come and take him away and that he would no longer be in their midst. And therefore, the problem would be resolved. Like Sheikh Saadi used to say, Saadi is a flower, but a thorn in the eyes of his enemies. Saadi, in reality, is a flower. It's a couplet, but a thorn in the eyes of his enemies. Meaning that even though Yusuf alayhi salam was this beautiful flower, he was a thorn in the ambitions of his brother, in terms of the emotions of his brothers. So eventually, after 3 days, a caravan from Midian, which was on its way to Egypt, passed by, and they sent one of the laborers to go and fetch water. And Yusuf alayhi salam was very small. So as the bucket came down, Yusuf alayhi salam sat in the bucket. And when the rope was pulled back up, the person taking out the water saw Yusuf alayhi salam. He saw his beauty, his handsomeness. He said, wow, this is a fine boy. We can sell him at a very high price. Now he concealed Yusuf alayhi salam as merchandise, meaning he now pretended that somebody in Midian had given him Yusuf alayhi salam to sell at the slave market and to take the money back, so sell him in Egypt and bring the money back to Midian. He didn't want the others to cash in, on what he found now, because he saw a big payday. Mufassirin have mentioned some further details here. They say that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam were leaving nothing to chance, right? So they went to check in the well every day that he wasn't there, or he was there, to make sure that, their plan was intact. Then when they saw that the travelers had picked him up, they didn't want to chance it that, he'll tell them the story, my brothers, this is what they did to me, they dropped me in the bottom of the well, I want to go back to my father, lest someone there had pity on him and decided to check out his story, and then the entire plot would be unveiled and their plan would fail. So they went to these traders and they said, hey, this slave here is ours. He ran away. Now you actually have our property, but never mind, we'll sell him to you because he's a very mischievous, rebellious boy. You can go and see maybe in the slave market of Egypt, you'll get a good price for him. So they sold him for a few dinars. There's different narrations, in terms of how much they sold him for, because Allah talks about that in the next verse, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا. The brothers sold him for a paltry sum, a few silver coins. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ, and they were indifferent to him. So they sold him off, and then those people went and sold him again at a much higher price. So they didn't, but they sold him for a paltry sum because they didn't want to, have elaborate negotiations. They wanted to conclude the deal very, very quickly so that Yusuf alayhi salam could be taken out of the country and far away from their father Yaqub alayhi salam. As we know the story, there's no Muslim who doesn't know the basic story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we've heard it a few times in our lives already. But every time you discuss it, it brings tears to your heart, right? If not to your eyes, that you mention this young, innocent boy, and this is what his own brothers did to him, his own brothers. But what is the lesson behind this? When you have jealousy, it will drive you to do the craziest of things. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that it shaves your deen. You can be very pious, you can have a lot of good deeds, but it will corrupt everything. Jealousy will make you lose everything. It's a cancer that eats away at your good deeds. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.